好，弟兄姐妹们平安。我们今天继续来读《使徒行传》。我们先把经文的 PPT 打在上面吧，那个原来准备的那个紫色背景的那个。好，我们今天继续来读《使徒行传》。
Today we will continue to read the Book of Acts.
好，今天我们要读的经文只有两节。
The verses we're reading today, there are only two of them.
是第五章的第四十一和四十二节。
It is verse 41 and 42 from chapter 5.
好，我们一起来念。
Let's read together.
他们离开公会，心里欢喜，因被算是配为这名受辱，他们就每日在殿里，在家里不住地教训人，传耶稣是基督。好，我们再读一遍哈。他们离开公会，心里欢喜，因被算是配为这名受辱，他们就每日在殿里，在家里不住地教训人，传耶稣是基督。好，我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你将初期教会的经历摆在我们的面前。
Lord, we thank you for giving us this experience of the early church.
将使徒所经历的摆在我们面前。
And to show us what the disciples have experienced.
看见你的福音是何等的伟大。
We see how great your gospel is.
看见圣灵的工作是何等的奇妙。
And how marvelous is the work of the Holy Spirit.
你实在是爱你所拣选的百姓。
You truly love the people you have chosen.
你爱着初期教会的你的孩子们。
You love your children of the early church.
你也同样爱着我们。
And you love us so.
这是你坚定不移的爱。
This is your steadfast love.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
我们求你祝福以下的时间。
We ask you to bless the following time.
帮助我们更多地认识你自己。
And to help us to understand yourself more.
我们如此祷告，奉主的名。
We pray in the Lord's name.
Amen. 我们把 PPT 放在第一页哈。在过去的两堂信息里面。
In the past two sessions,
我们读了《使徒行传》第五章的第十二节到四十节，是个非常长的故事。
We read from chapter 5, verse 12 to 40. It's a very long passage.
那苏弟兄跟我们交通的
，Brother Sue，
是告诉我们福音在当时周围人当中的影响。
Has shared with us about the influence of the gospel among its people.
有许多人被福音吸引。
Many people were drawn by the gospel.
上个星期李嘉乐弟兄给我们交通的。
And Brother Caleb, who shared last week,
是福音对着宗教的敌对势力产生的影响。
He talked about the impact of the gospel on the opposing religious enemy.
我们看见一个不可被撼动的福音。
And we see the gospel being impregnable.
那我们今天，只有这两节经文。
And today we're only reading two verses.
但这两节经文的内容也很特别。
But they are very special two verses.
是使徒们经历了这一切。
It is about how the disciples have experienced all these things.
我们看见他们也被继续的带领和影响。
And we see how they're continuously being guided and influenced.
他们也有一个坚定的不同的生活。
And a different and steadfast life that they are experiencing.
那整个这段圣经是围绕了使徒的这些经历所展开的。
The whole chapter is about the experiences of the apostles.
他们有很多风光的时刻。
They have many bright moments.
他们带着主的权柄。
They have the authorities of the Lord.
他们也有一些我们可以看为非常悲惨的经历。
And they also have experienced sufferings and miserable.
他们受到了非常不公正的待遇。
They were greatly mistreated.
那如果我们还记得上次我们讲。
If we still remember from the last time.
他们遭遇了什么。
What they experienced.
这个世界上就是有很多的无妄之灾。
In this world, there are a lot of unexpected misfortune.
也有许多冤假错案。
And many misjudged cases.
有很多的误会。
As well as misunderstandings.
也有这些你没有办法抵挡的难处。
And things that you find it hard to resist.
使徒们呢，是安分守己的人呢，说实话。
The apostles, they are not causing any trouble.
他们仍然受到当时社会当中，这些宗教势力的伤害。
But they were still harmed by those religious powers.
那世界上的人经过这样的抵挡和难处之后呢？
And people in this world, after experiencing such sufferings and resistance,
那他们当然有可能回到原来平静的生活当中。
They might go back to their original peaceful life.
但是他们的痛苦的经历
，But those painful experiences
很可能给他们带来的是沉默
，Might bring silence to them，
也可能给他们带来冷漠
，As well as nonchalance。
他们一生中可以有很多的后悔
，They can have a lot of remorse and regrets in their lives。
他们可能对世界、对生活很灰心。
And they might feel disappointed about this world and about life.
那好一点的。
For those who were better.
他们可能觉得很庆幸。
And maybe they find themselves lucky.
哎呀，我没有完全的被伤害。
That they were not completely destroyed or harmed.
但是我们今天读的这两节经文。
But the two verses we're reading today.
给我们看见一个。全然不同的结局。
They have shown us a completely different ending.
虽然只有两节。
Although there are only two verses.
但是我们可以看见神借着福音所带下的影响是巨大的。
We can still see the tremendous impact of the gospel.
主改变了人的思想和眼光。
The Lord has changed the thoughts and perspectives of men.
主改变了人的生活方式。
And the way they live.
主改变了人的生活的重心。
As well as the center of people's lives.
那我们刚才读的第一节呢？
The first verse that we read.
它说出了使徒的内心的活动。
It tells us about the inner activities of the apostles.
或者说他们内心的动力。
Or the inside motivation.
四十二节就说出他们在生活当中的实际行动。
And verse 42 talks about their actual activities in their lives.
也就是他们的心思带出了生活当中具体的表现。
Which is the actual representations of their inside activities.
好，那我们先来看第一节。
And let us first look at verse 41.
我们记得上一段故事是发生在犹太人的公会当中。
We remember that the last part was taken place in the council of the Jewish people.
公会是一个什么地方
？What is this council?
对于使徒来讲
，For the apostles,
就是个是非之地。
It is a place of trouble.
这个地方给使徒们带来什么样的回忆？
And what kind of memory does it have for the apostles?
他们做了什么，让他们以至于他们要受鞭打
？What did they do so that they had to experience the suffering and being beaten?
使徒们从教会诞生开始
，Ever since the birth of the church,
他们就诚诚实实地传主的道。
The apostles have been diligently spreading the gospel.
他们按照圣灵的感动，施恩给身边的人。
And according to how the Holy Spirit moved them, they are giving out grace to the people around them.
他们面对质疑和挑战的时候
，When they were challenged or doubted,
他们从来没有用暴力来维权。
They never used violence to protect their rights.
甚至他们连和平抗议都没有。
They didn't even protest peacefully.
但是他们继续收到什么呢？
But what still happened to them?
从关押开始。
It started from being imprisoned.
一直到审问。
And they were interrogated.
最后被鞭打。
Lastly, they were beaten.
他们所承受的伤害和压力越来越大。
They had to experience greater and greater harm and pressure.
我们再往下读《使徒行传》的话。
And if we continue to read the book of Acts,
我们会看见他们中间很多人都摆上了性命。
We will see how many of them had to sacrifice their lives.
在当时的世界里，
in that world,
这一群小民，
this group of people,
是没有人会给他们平反的。
No one would be willing to vindicate for them.
他们是没有办法去找维权律师的。
And they were unable to find lawyers who can defend them.
他们没有任何途径可以得到赔偿。
And there were no ways for them to get compensated.
所以对于那群人，那个使徒的那个地位的人，
Therefore, for those apostles who were at that status,
他们碰到这些事，
And when they encountered such things,
只能打掉牙齿往肚子里咽。
The only thing they could do was to just take it in.
有很多人可以对这个世界的公正失去盼望。
People can be disappointed about the justice system of this world.
有很多极端的例子，他们甚至可以轻生。
And in many extreme examples, people take their own lives for it.
也有人选择忍气吞声。
And some others decide to just take it in.
那有的人会选择低调行事。
Whereas some others choose to keep low key.
千万不要再惹那些权贵。
Where they don't want to bother those who are in the high places.
也不要触碰任何的红线。
And not to cross any lines.
这就还不错了。
And that's good enough.
但是从五章四十一节里面我们看见，
But from chapter 5 verse 41 we see
使徒们离开公会以后心里是什么反应。
That how was the apostles' response when they left the council?
欢喜。
They were rejoicing.
欢喜啊。
Rejoice.
这个词跟他们之前的经历怎么可能联系起来？
How can they still rejoice given the circumstances they were in before?
什么是欢喜？
What does it mean to rejoice?
极其的高兴。
Extreme joy.
就是这种喜乐呀，是你不愿意拿任何其他东西去换的。
It is the kind of joy that you're not willing to replace with any other things.
因为这个满足感啊，太大了。
Because it has brought you such great sense of satisfaction.
我们想一想，
Let us think about it.
我们碰到什么事情会极其高兴？
What makes us rejoice?
是什么样的喜乐是别的东西你 不愿意用别的东西去取代的？
And what kind of joy will we not be willing to replace it with other things?
洞房花烛夜。
Is there a wedding night?
金榜题名。
Or being successful academically?
很高兴吗？一夜暴富，
or becoming rich
好不好？
Overnight, isn't that great?
独揽大权，
or being above everybody.
我们可以问问自己，
we can ask ourselves,
我们为什么高兴？
What do we rejoice for?
我们把我们的理由和使徒的想法比一比，我们就发现这个差别太大。
If we compare our reasons and the response of the apostles, we'll find there to be a great contrast.
欢喜这个反应是不寻常的。
This response of rejoicing is unusual.
这个希腊字
，this word Greek word rejoice，
在圣经里面最后一次出现。
The last time it appears in the Bible
是启示录的十九章第七节。
Is in the book of Revelation chapter 19 verse 7.
我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了，心腹 也自己预备好了。
Let us rejoice and exult and give him the glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come and his bride has made herself ready.
这是人为了永恒中终极的荣耀而欢喜。
This is when man rejoices for the eternal glory.
没有其他任何事情比这个欢喜更让人快乐。
And there's nothing else that can compare with the joy this brings.
所以这个欢喜不是窃喜啊。
Therefore, this rejoicing is not to.
它是带有非常强烈的情感的。
It has very strong emotion behind it.
曾经他们面对了极大的难处和痛苦。
The apostles once has faced great affliction and difficulties.
在不幸的经历之后
After the unfortunate experiences,
他们不是勉强的苦中作乐强颜欢笑
They did not force themselves to find joy amidst the hardship or force themselves to laugh.
因为圣经对他们的描写是心里欢喜
Because as the Bible describes it, they were rejoicing from the inside of their hearts.
这是一个由内而发的自然的反应
This is a reaction that comes out naturally.
许多人受到一点误会，一点委屈。
Many people, when they have been mistreated or misunderstood,
他们只会痛苦。
They will feel pain.
这是天然的人。
And that is natural.
但是福音在这些使徒的身上带下了极大的改变。
But the gospel has brought out great changes on these apostles.
它让人对于他所经历的坏事可以有一个全新的态度。
It has given people a completely different attitude when they're experiencing affliction.
这是神奇妙的能力。
That is the marvelous power of God.
这是令人羡慕的福音带来的影响。
And this is the impact that we long for.
那圣经后面讲得很清楚。
And later the Bible was very clear.
他们为什么欢喜
which is about the reason why they were rejoicing.
那我想如果我们仔细思考默想圣经的话
And if we think about this closely,
我们也会问
we might ask,
是什么让使徒们可以产生这样的喜乐这样的情感
What has brought the apostles such rejoice?
其实一个人会用什么态度对待他的经历和环境
As a matter of fact, how a person treats or looks at the environment he is in
和这个人的眼光有必然的关系
is closely related to his perspective
就是你如何看待你的遭遇
That is how you view the circumstances you are in
没有人天生喜欢受苦的
No one is born to enjoy suffering.
没有人天生喜欢受伤害、被管教。
And no one is born to enjoy harm and discipline.
我们碰到不好的事情。
When we encounter something unfortunate.
我们没有办法改变现状的时候。
And when we are not able to change the circumstance.
我们最多说什么
？What might we say?
叫算我倒霉。
That's bad luck for me.
什么叫算我倒霉
What does that mean?
就是你遇到了这些事
It means when you are in these unfortunate experiences.
你只能看见这些事给你带来的损失
And the only thing you see are the losses they have brought you.
我生在这样的家庭
I was born in such a family.
我遇到这样的配偶
I have such a spouse.
我们家的小孩天生就有问题。
My kids are naturally problematic like this.
这种话，我们很多人都会说。
A lot of us think this way.
这都是看我们所受的损失。
We say this because we're only looking at the losses we have.
这其实是一个眼光和价值观的问题。
And it's a matter of perspective and value.
前一阵子，一些弟兄邀请我去滑雪。
A while ago, some brothers invited me to go skiing.
我一向对于这个需要四肢发达的事情不太感冒的。
I have not been good at these activities that require me to use my limbs.
滑雪给我带来什么？
What does skiing bring me?
花时间。
It costs me time.
花体力。
Energy.
花钱。
And money.
啊，当然弟兄们非常体贴。
And of course, the brothers were very considerate.
他们试着把我的损失降到最低。
They tried to minimize my loss.
对我来讲。
For me.
这一切都是消耗。
All of these are losses.
哎，所以很为难。
So I was confounded.
我只好讲。
I had to say.
算我陪你们。
I'm just going with you.
哦，不过我后来还是觉得受益匪浅。
But later I found it beneficial.
以后还是会考虑去的。
And I might continue going.
那在这一节圣经里。
And in this verse.
使徒们的态度是什么？
What is the attitude of the apostles?
他们看见了什么？
What have they seen?
他们看见了损失还是看见了益处？
Are they looking at the losses or the gains?
明显是益处，对不对？
Apparently the gains.
因为有益处才会高兴。
Because they only rejoice if there are gains.
所以他们的眼光是什么？
Therefore, what is their perspective?
中文有三个字啊，对不起，有四个字啊，叫被算是配。那英文其实就一个字，值得。
In the Chinese, there are four characters to describe it, but in English, it is only one word, worthy.
对不起，英文是 count as worthy 三个字。
Count worthy.
原文是一个字。
In original text, there is only one word for it.
这是一个非常特别的词。
It's a very unique word.
这个词在新约圣经里面一共只出现三次。
In the New Testament, it has only appeared three times.
如果我们去查一查，
if we look into it,
我们就发现另外的两次，
we will find that the other two occurrences of this word.
这个配得的后面的对象是什么？
The object of this count worthy.
都是神的国。
Both of them were regarding the kingdom of God.
这个词是用在PPT 放前面那一章。这个词是被用在一个不配得神的国的人被算为配得神的国。
This word is used on someone who was not worthy but now counted worthy to the kingdom of God.
这不是你买东西的时候啊，这个东西十一块钱，我算你十块钱凑个整。
It's not like when you're shopping, you're only charged $10 for something that's worthy of $11.
这不是这种蝇头小利。
It's not just talking about very small benefit.
是一个完全跟神的国没有关系的人。
Instead, it's referring to someone who has nothing to do with the kingdom of God.
现在被当作可以进入神的国承受产业的人。
Is now counted worthy as someone who can enter into the kingdom of God and to receive inheritance.
我们觉得这个概念真的很抽象。
It's a really abstract concept for us.
所以我想圣经很多地方就试着帮助人可以认识这一件事。
Therefore, I believe that the Bible has really tried to help us understand this concept.
在旧约里面就有一个故事很清楚地表达了这个概念。
In the Old Testament, there is a story that very clearly captures this.
那个神所弃绝的扫罗王。
King Saul, who has been forsaken by God.
他有一个孙子叫米菲波设。
He has a grandchild named Mephibosheth.
那他跟大卫是什么关系？
And who is he to David?
他是大卫的仇敌的后代，对不对？
He is one of the offsprings of the enemy of David.
是一个完全失败者的后裔。
He is the offspring of a complete loser.
而且圣经还讲他是一个残疾人。
And the Bible also said he's disabled.
圣经告诉我们残疾人是不可以进入神的会。
And the Bible says those who are disabled cannot enter into the temple of God.
然而
However,
他被大卫邀请。
He was invited by David.
他可以和大卫王一同吃饭。
And he was able to dine with King David.
他配吗？
Was he worthy of it?
他不配的。
No.
但是大卫算他配。
But David counted him worthy.
这是神 这是大卫给他的一个特权和恩典。
It was a privilege and grace given by David to him.
神也给人如此特权和恩典。
And God has given us the same privilege and grace.
使徒知道。
The apostles know.
他们经历了这些难处。
That after the sufferings they have experienced.
结果，他们承受了一件更了不起的事。
As a result, they are able to receive something that is even more glorious.
他们衡量得失就很不一样。
It becomes all becomes different when they have evaluated all the losses and gains.
所以我们的视角就决定了我们的态度。
Therefore, our perspective determines our attitude.
那我们在读圣经的时候，
when we're reading the Bible,
我们就会一直被神的话来改变我们的视角。
We will, our perspective will continuously be being influenced and changed by the words of God.
比如说保罗在哥林多后书。
For example, in the in 2 Corinthians,
一章四节说。
Chapter 1, verse 4 says,
我们在一切患难中，他就安慰我们，叫我们能用神所赐的安慰，去安慰那遭各样患难的人。
God comforts us in all affliction so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God.
这就是一个非常不同的视角。
And that is a very different perspective.
它说明患难有很大的益处。
It means that sufferings and affliction can bring us a lot of benefits.
只要有神同在。
If God is with us.
你有长远的益处。
There will be long-term benefits.
不只是自己的益处，还有别人的益处。
Not only for ourselves, but also for others.
所以经历这些是神给人一个极大的特权。
Therefore, to be able to experience such affliction is a great privilege from God to us.
那在这里，使徒把他们的经历当作配得什么呢？
And in here, what is counted worthy to the apostles.
是什么事情如此的荣耀，以致他们得到了，让他们这么高兴？
And what is it that is so glorious that brings so much joy to the apostles?
这叫为这名受辱。
It is to suffer dishonor for the name.
他们的理由是因为他们受了辱。
The reason they can rejoice in such a way is that they have suffered dishonor.
能受这个辱就是荣幸。
It is an honor to be able to suffer dishonor for the name.
他们认识到。
They have realized.
被人误会，被人辱骂。
Being reviled or being misunderstood.
是有一个缘由，有一个目的的。
There is a reason behind it.
是为了主的名。
It is for the name of the Lord.
也就是他们经历了这些。
That is to say, as they have, they're experiencing all these.
基督的名得到了传扬，得到了荣耀。
The name of Christ is being preached and being glorified.
这不是眼见的、现实的好处。
This is not something that we can see, not some benefit right in front of us.
这是一个有永恒意义的事情。
It is something with eternal value.
这个表明他们是走在一条通向奖赏和荣耀的路上。
It shows that the apostles are on this way towards rewards.
他们很清楚地记得耶稣对他们讲的话。
They clearly remember what the Lord has said to them.
人若因我辱骂你们，逼迫你们。
When others revile you and persecute you,
捏造各样坏话毁谤你们，
or if they utter any kinds of evil against you falsely,
你们就有福了。
You are blessed.
这是福气。
That is a blessing.
应当欢喜。
You should rejoice.
因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的。
For your reward is great in heaven.
不只是你们。
Not just for you.
你们以前的先知，人也这样逼迫他们。
It was the same for those the prophets who were before you.
所以他们现在所走的这条路
，Therefore this way they are on.
以前历世历代的神所用的先知也走过。
Were the same for the prophets that God has used.
这条路呢?
This way, this path.
耶稣也走过。
God, Jesus was also walking the same way.
你去过皇宫吗?
Have you ever been to a palace?
Palace, 皇宫。我去看过白宫。
I've been to the White House.
我去看过故宫。
And I've been to the Peking Palace.
我也去过梵蒂冈。
I've also been to the palace in Italy.
那些地方有很多的路。
There are many ways towards the palace.
曾经都有大人物走过。
And many of the great people have all walked in the ways.
但是我走在那些路上。
But as I was walking on those ways,
我不会有任何的荣耀。
I didn't receive any glory.
因为那些东西跟我没关系。
Because I have nothing to do with all the glories.
但是基督徒走的这一条属灵的路。
But the spiritual way Christians are walking on.
就是彼得前书告诉我们的那个天路客所走的路。
Just as the path of the pilgrims mentioned in First Peter.
是耶稣走过的路。
Is the way that Jesus has walked.
他如今也要跟我们一起走。
And he is walking it with us today.
所以我们不要觉得圣经讲话是站着说话不腰疼。
So let us not think that the Bible is putting it easily.
因为主有一样的经历。
Because the Lord has experienced the way.
因为希伯来书告诉我们。
The book of Hebrew has told us.
主为了摆在他前面的荣耀。
For the glory that is ahead of the Lord.
他轻看一切的羞辱。
He despises all the shame.
所以耶稣才说。
Therefore Jesus said.
如果有人要跟从他。
If someone is to follow me.
就要舍己。
You have to deny yourself.
天天背起自己的十字架跟随他。
And take up the cross and follow me every day.
十字架是极为羞辱的事情。
The cross is extremely shameful.
是极其痛苦。
It brings out great suffering.
是无缘无故的遭遇。
It is suffering without reason.
然而神让耶稣基督降卑到极致之后。
However, God has allowed Jesus to be put down to the lowest.
神使他死里复活。
And God has made him resurrect.
升上高天。
And to be lifted up to heaven.
使他得着荣耀。
So that he can receive the glory.
这是耶稣所走的路。
And that is the way of Jesus.
耶稣走的路中间受了多少的辱？
How much humiliation has he experienced in this way?
但等待他的是何等的荣耀。
But what awaits for him is such great glory.
那为着这个名受辱。
And to suffer dishonor for this name.
你就跟耶稣走在同样的路上。
It makes you walking on the same way as Jesus.
那这给我们带来非常重要的教训。
It has brought us very important teaching.
如果我们说自己是跟随耶稣的人。
If we say ourselves as the followers of Jesus,
你期待什么?
What do you hope for?
鲜花掌声?
Flowers and cheers?
万事亨通?
Or everything going smoothly for you?
一呼百应?
Or getting everything you want?
还是你知道你如果真的跟随耶稣?
Or you know that if you truly follow Jesus,
一定会受辱?
You will be humiliated.
我讲完信息之后
After my message,
我期待别人跟我说什么
What do I expect people to say to me?
那你讲得好
Your message is really good
岂不知原来叛逆的以色列百姓
Don't I know that those Israelites who rebelled
对所有的假先知都讲你讲得真好
They said to all those false prophets that you did great
我们期待什么任何的服事。
What do we expect out of all of our services?
那这个为这名受辱，还有第二方面的教训。
There's another teaching of the suffer dishonor for this name.
就好像 那个陶泽弟兄讲过一句话。
Just like what Brother Tal has said.
如果一个人对神有正确的信心，
If a person has the right kind of faith towards God,
他一定会觉得非常的释放。
He will be relieved.
因为他知道他所面临一切的麻烦，
Because he knows that all the troubles he has
和永恒比起来都是短暂的，
will be short-lived compared to eternity.
所以在《使徒行传》里面，
Therefore, in the book of Acts,
作者路加把主的门徒、用另外一个词来描述。
The author Luke describes the disciples of Jesus with another word.
就是走在这条路上的人。
As people who are walking on this way.
如果我们要和耶稣同行，
If we are to walk with Jesus,
我们会走什么样的路呢？
What kind of way will we be walking on?
我们中间有一些弟兄姐妹要受洗。
Among us, there are some brothers and sisters who will be baptized.
受洗是什么？
What does it mean to be baptized?
就开始和主耶稣走同样的路。
It is to start to walk on the same way as Jesus.
同死、同埋葬、同复活。
To die, to bury, and to resurrect with him.
你如果真的信了耶稣，
If you truly believe in the Lord,
你就会面对不信的，还要嘲笑你的朋友。
You will have to face those friends who don't believe in him and who laugh at you.
你会面对拜偶像的家人。
You'll have to face those family members who are worshiping the idols.
你会面对非常败坏的道德，社会道德。
And you also have to face those corrupt social moral values.
当你在受到抵挡的时候。
And when you're being resisted or opposed.
我们会有什么样的眼光来看待？
What kind of perspective do you have?
我们会有什么样的反应？
And what kind of response will you have?
这就是一个非常好的标准。
And that is a very good standard.
来看我们是不是走在这条路上。
To value and to see if you're walking on this way with Jesus.
那这段圣经的第42节。
And verse 42.
就是我们要讲的下半部分。
Is the second part of our message today.
就是说到使徒们在生命上和他的观念上都有了改变。
It talks about how the apostles have changed in their lifestyles.
他一定会带来生活上实际的改变。
All the changes in perspective will definitely bring out changes in their lifestyle.
接下来，他们就每日在殿里、在家里不住的教训人，传耶稣是基督。
And every day in the temple and from house to house, they did not cease teaching and preaching that the Christ is Jesus.
路加没有非常草率的写，他们就继续传福音。
Luke did not write in a very rushed manner saying that they continue to preach the gospel.
路加在这节圣经的叙述里面给了非常清楚的时间和地点，看到没有？
Instead, in the description, he provided us with a very clear time and location.
时间是什么？
What is the time?
每日。
Every day.
什么叫每日？
What does it mean, every day?
每日就是接下来他们所做的事情。
It means what, from this point on, everything they do
是他们生活当中必须要有的一部分。
Is a very indispensable part of their life.
这叫每日。
That means every day.
地点呢？
What about the location?
有两个。
There are two locations.
一个是在殿里，一个是在家里。
One is in the temple, and the other is from house to house.
殿里是什么？
What does it mean in the temple?
公开的场合。
It means they are preaching and teaching in a public space.
和弟兄姐妹在一起。
Where they gather with brothers and sisters.
也要面对许多外人。
And there will also be people from the outside.
是大家都看得见、听得到。
It is a place where everybody can hear and see what you're doing.
但不只是在店里。
But not only in the temple.
还有在家里。
Also at home.
家里就是私下的。
It is more private.
只有一些人参与。
There are only a few people attending.
说明，就是这里强调了地点。
And this emphasis on location here
说明他们接下来所做的事充斥在他们生活的每一个方面。
It means that the things they do are filled in every aspect of their lives.
传讲基督是每天必然的事。
To preach about Jesus is something that they do every day.
也是渗透在他们公开和私下的所有的生活里。
And it has infiltrated into their lives, whether public or private.
所以说从他们开始服侍主时候，服侍主以后。
Therefore, ever since they have started serving the Lord,
因为他们的眼光改变。
Because their perspective have changed.
他们也就有一个全新的生活方式。
Now they have a completely new lifestyle.
他们没有像有一些人讲。
They're not like what some people might say.
我要等到退休以后才开始做什么什么。
I'm going to wait to do this until I retire.
也有人会说我实在是太忙。
Or someone might say, I'm too busy.
我现在必须面对这些事那个事。
I have to deal with this and that.
其实生活模式是我们可以选择的。
In fact, lifestyle is something that we can choose ourselves.
是我们的眼光决定的。
It is determined by our perspective.
就是我们向往什么决定的。
It is determined by what we long for.
这个世界上有许多星期天的基督徒。
In this world, there are many Sunday Christians.
什么叫星期天的基督徒？
What are Sunday Christians?
就是星期天去一下教会。
Those are people who only go to church on Sundays.
或者只有那个复活节和圣诞节的基督徒。
Or those Easter and Christmas Christians.
他一年就去两次会所。
They only go to the gathering place twice a year.
其余的时候。
And during the rest of the time,
你完全看不出来这个人的生活跟耶稣有什么关系。
There's no way you can tell how this person is related to Jesus, to Christ.
这样的基督教徒是大有人在。
There are many Christians like this.
那根据一些机构的调查
，According to some survey of some institutes,
在这个所谓按照圣经价值观建立的美国
，In this United States that is so-called to have been built on biblical values.
大部分自称基督徒的都是这样。
Most people who call themselves Christians are like this.
这个离每日在店里在家里的距离有多远？
This is so far from being gathering, teaching and preaching every day in the temple and at home.
另外还有一些人。
And there are some other people.
他热心参与教会各样的服事。
Who are very participating in a lot of church activities.
他每天都去会所。
They who go to the gathering place every single day.
他每天可能都有各地的查经祷告会。
And attend all different kinds of gatherings and prayer meetings.
他在人面前呢是很有样子。
And is acting to be very spiritual in front of people.
但是在家里，私下里却可能有很大的问题。
But at home and in private, these kind of people have many problems.
你没有办法和他住在一起。
And it's unable for you to live with him.
所以路加向我们所展现的。
Therefore, this lifestyle that Luke has presented us
是一件不简单的事。
It is something that is amazing or impressive.
如果说前面一节使徒的内心反应是反常的。
If from the previous verse we say that the inside activities of the apostles are unusual,
那这里描述使徒们的生活也是如此。
And here the lifestyles of them are also unusual.
一个人知道了基督的道路。
If a person truly understands the way of Jesus, of Christ,
他才能够与主同行。
Only by that can he walk with the Lord.
那我们生活中其实有很多的事情可以来衡量我们的生活方式。
In our lives, there are many things that can evaluate the way we live.
可以看看我们有没有与主同行。
And many things that can allow us to see if or examine if we're walking with the Lord.
我们可以问问自己。
We can ask ourselves.
我们每天祷告吗
？Do we pray every day?
是什么决定一个人每天会去祷告呢
？And what determines if a person prays every day?
是什么决定让一个人常常会祷告呢
？And what determines is if a person prays very often?
在公众的场合，在私底下都会祷告呢？
Both in public and in private.
这是对于祷告的对象那位主的认识。
And it is determined by your understanding towards the person you pray to.
所以在使徒行传其他地方多次讲到教会恒切的祷告。
Therefore, in many other places in the book of Acts, the Bible says the apostles were praying all the time.
那在这一节圣经当中，
But in this verse,
路加向我们强调了在使徒的生活当中有一个必不缺少的部分。
Luke has emphasized that there is a very indispensable part in their lives.
就是教训人，传耶稣是基督。
That is to teach and to preach that Christ is Jesus.
教训，传讲。
To teach and to preach.
下一页，是使徒们的生活行动的中心。
Is the center of their life and their practice.
那这是标志他们走在主的道路上的一个具体的事情。
It actualizes or signifies that they are walking on the way of Christ.
什么叫教训？
What does it mean to teach?
这个字最基本的意思就是告诉。
The most basic meaning of it is to tell.
耶稣嘱咐门徒就是和教训同样的字。
Jesus tell things to his people all the time.
耶稣嘱咐门徒多少次啊？大家有没有数过？
Have you ever counted how many people Jesus have ever told his disciples?
我印象当中是反正很多很多次。
In my memory, there are a lot of times.
他是不住的嘱咐。
He constantly tells his people.
这里使徒是怎么样不住的教训人。
And here, the disciples were also not ceasing to teach and to preach.
所以这一个教训人不只是一个他们要去敷衍的工作。
Therefore, here to teach is not just a perfunctory job or work they do.
这是需要坚持的。
It needs perseverance.
需要耐心的。
And patience.
更需要信心的。
And faith.
父母会不住地嘱咐孩子一些事情。
Parents might not cease to tell their children things.
听讲道要认真，不要玩手机。
You have to pay attention during the sermons and not play with your phone.
不要跟你身边的人讲话。
Don't talk to people around you.
都是在念我们，对吧？
They're just
nagging.
Nagging.
为什么要念我们？
And why would they nag us?
因为父母都爱孩子。
Because our parents love us.
那这个字另外的一个相关的意思。
And another related meaning of this word.
就是不住的教和训练。
Is to continuously teach and train.
任何的一门技术。
Any kind of skills.
从体育到音乐。
From sports to music.
从艺术到演讲。
And from art to public speaking.
从读经到分享神的话。
Or to reading from reading the scripture to sharing the words of God.
都需要教，需要练。
All of them requires teaching, training, and practice.
我不知道我们中间有多少人小时候学过乐器。
I don't know how many of us have learned an instrument.
或者你现在打算教你的孩子学乐器。
Or if you're planning to teach your children an
instrument. 那我可以很清楚地告诉你。
I can tell you.
一个孩子学乐器。
For a child to learn to play an instrument.
就是他的父母在学。
It is actually his parents who are learning it.
你没有那个拼了命的心智。
If you are not determined,
你的孩子就学不好。
Your children won't succeed.
那有对一件事情你有多投入的教和学。
The determination you have, in terms of teaching and learning,
就直接决定了他能学的有多好。
Will directly determine the result.
那在教会生活当中
and in church life,
很多事情是需要长期不断的教导的
many things also require a long-term teaching and guiding,
才会在人的生命中带下一些坚实的果效和品格
in order to bring out some solid fruits or characteristics
一个人才容易被主所用
And then this person will, can be used by God.
盼望我们中间生命相对成熟一点的弟兄姐妹。
I hope that for those brothers and sisters among us who are spiritually more mature,
愿意长期的陪伴和教导、训练另外一个人。
Will be willing to continuously teaching and guiding in a long term.
使徒从起初开始就有这样的工作。
As the apostles, they have started this practice from the beginning.
那什么又是传讲呢？
And what about preaching?
就是原原本本、忠心诚实的说神要说的。
And that is to tell people what God wants to tell them originally and faithfully.
他要表达的不是一种神学。
It is not to express some sort of religion.
也不是所谓的圣经价值观。
Or some so-called biblical values.
也不是律法宗教。
Or laws or religion.
是神要说的话。
But what God wants to say to his people.
这个传讲的过程。
This process of preaching.
也是向人展现神话语的过程。
Is also a process of showing the words of God to people.
让一个耳朵听不见神话语的人。
For those who cannot hear the words of God.
让一个眼睛看不见神作为的人。
Or for those who cannot see the works of God.
他对于神开始有感觉。
Can start to feel about God.
告诉人神要借着圣经向人说什么。
It is also to tell people what God is trying to say through the Bible.
那其实这也是一个伟大和不可思议的特权。
It is actually also a great and amazing privilege.
极其需要依靠神的恩典。
It requires a lot of grace.
如果我们再看《使徒行传》和后面保罗的书信，
If we continue to look at the book of Acts and the epistles of Paul,
我们会明白，
We will understand.
教导传讲
to teach and to preach,
不只是使徒的事
it's not only the job of the apostles,
不只是牧师长老的事
and not only the work of elders or pastors,
是一个人侍奉主不可缺少的一部分
but an inseparable part of a person who served the Lord.
你的听众可以很多
there can be a lot of
audience, 也可以很少
and there can be only a few of them.
可以是自己家的孩子
you can teach and preach to your kids,
也可能是别人家的孩子
kids from others.
但是传讲神的话是神把他的恩典带给人的重要途径
but to preach and to teach about the words of God is a very important method how God brings his grace to people.
主耶稣多次说过
Jesus has said many times,
有耳可听的就应当听。
If he have ears that can hear, let him hear.
那使徒们传讲的是什么呢？
And what is it that the apostles are preaching about?
就是耶稣是基督。
And that is the Christ is Jesus.
下一页。什么叫耶稣是基督？
What does it mean?The Christ is Jesus.
说的更通俗一点。
And to put it simply,
就是耶稣的所事和所做。
It is who Jesus is and what he has done.
基督。
Christ.
受膏者。
The anointed.
他是那一个极为尊贵受神膏油的那一位。
He is the one that is extremely glorious and the one that's being anointed.
这是基督。
And that is Christ.
这一位基督做了什么？
What has he done?
他是我们的君王。
He is our king.
他治理，带领我们。
He rules and guides us.
他是祭司。
He's the priest.
他引我们到神的面前。
He takes us in front of God.
他是先知。
He's also the prophet.
他将神的心意转达给人。
He delivers the will of God to us.
这就是基督的所事和所做。
And that is who Jesus is and what he has done.
当我们传讲神话语的时候，
When we're preaching the words of God,
我们的目标就是告诉人耶稣是谁。
Our purpose is to tell people who Jesus is.
帮助别人认识主曾经 现在将来的工作。
And to help people understand the work of our Lord in the past, in the present, and in the future.
当我们传讲耶稣基督的时候，
When we're preaching the Christ,
神就不再是一个神秘的东西。
God is no longer a mysterious being.
他不再是一个模糊的观念。
And he's no longer a vague concept.
因为基督将神有形有体的发表出来。
Because Christ has represented him bodily.
那这个观念是何等的重要。
Such an important concept it is.
因为这是神要借着圣经向人说的那个核心的最重要的话。
Because it is the core and the essence of what God wants to tell us in the Bible.
有一个传道人说过这样的一个比喻。
Once a pastor or preacher said this.
他说当我们很多人在交通圣经的时候。
Many of us, when we're sharing about the scripture,
在传讲耶稣的时候，
and when we're preaching Christ,
像什么呢？
What is it like?
像中国的杂技演员。
It is like the Chinese jugglers.
我不知道他为什么一定要说中国。
I don't know why he mentioned Chinese.
是怎样的一个表演呢？
What kind of performance is that?
就是一个人站在一堵墙面前。
It is when a person is standing in front of a wall.
好，另外一个人。
And the other person.
离开他多少距离。
Will have to walk a few steps, keep some distance from him.
然后蒙上眼睛。
And that person will have to be blindfolded.
朝那个墙上的那个人扔飞刀。
And he'll have to throw a dagger.
看过这种表演吗？
Towards that person standing close to the wall.
惊心动魄，
It is very scary.
很精彩，很刺激。
Very exciting.
这个刀飞过去，
When the dagger flies
可以定在头上， it 头上面。
It can go above your head.
也可以定在耳朵边上。
It can go next to your ears.
可以钉在那个手指中间。
It can go in between your fingers.
哦，丢在两腿中间。
Or it can go in between your legs.
很近，很近。
Very close.
就是打不到那个人。
It just don't, won't hit the person.
他说有很多人分享圣经啊。
That preacher said it's just like the way people share the scripture.
离耶稣好近。
When you're so close to Jesus.
但就是差一点。
But you're not there yet.
说白了。
Frankly speaking.
常常讲到后来都是律法，都是宗教。
Many times As you share, you're talking about the laws or the religion.
如果传的是基督的道，
But if you're preaching the word of Christ,
才会带来生命和气息。
You only by that will you bring out life and miracles.
那怎样的传讲叫传讲耶稣呢？
And what kind of preaching is preaching the Christ?
那一个人或者说一个人怎么才会传讲耶稣呢？
Or how to preach about the Christ.
我举个例子。
Let me give you an example.
我们中间很多人都知道。
Many of us we might know.
刘弟兄在年轻的时候有一位长辈对他的影响很大。
There is an elder who has great influence on Brother Liu.
是一个加拿大的宣教士。
He is a preacher in Canada.
妙学里弟兄。
Brother Miao.
他是个白人。
He is a Caucasian.
但是他一辈子都在台湾服侍年轻人。
But he serves young people in Taiwan his whole life.
服侍那些社会最底层的人。
He served people who are lowest in the society.
没有人会去关心。
Who nobody would care about.
流浪的。
And those who are homeless.
常常进出监狱的。
And those who are in and out of prison.
他的身上有许多传奇的故事。
There are many marvelous stories about him.
那如果你想认识这位妙弟兄，
If you want to know more about this brother,
你要通过什么途径？
How can you do that?
那当然他现在已经不在了。
He is no longer with us now.
刘弟兄常常提起他的妙叔叔。
Brother Liu often talks about this Uncle Miao.
也有一本书，他的名字叫《妙叔叔的故事》。
And there's also a book called The Stories of Uncle Miao.
我想问一下。
And I want to ask.
刘弟兄来给我们介绍妙叔叔，和这一本书来给我们介绍妙叔叔，你觉得哪个更容易帮助你认识个人？
Do you think, which one do you think will be more helpful if Brother Liu talks about this uncle or this book talks about this uncle?
你如果真的认识一个人，
If you truly understand the person,
你和这个人一起生活过，一起行走过，
and you have lived with him and walked with him,
你说出来的就特别的真。
The stories you tell about him will be more real.
别人就会喜欢、希望认识你所介绍的这个人。
And the listeners will look forward to understand the person you're talking about.
书本不是不好。
Books are not bad.
它可以收集很多的材料。
It can include and collect a lot of materials.
但是它没有办法个人化。
But it They're not personalized.
所以世界上讲圣经的人许许多多。
Therefore, there are so many people who talked about the scripture.
有些人讲的，你觉得他很有学问，很有口才。
Some people you find him very knowledgeable or eloquent.
有些人越讲，你越认识尼托生。
And if you read about the books, you know more about Watchman Nee.
你越讲越认识加尔文。
Or you know more about Calvin.
你越讲越认识某某人。
Or someone else.
某某神学院
some seminaries,
某某宗派体系
some, religious systems,
那有的人讲了会让你更希望认识耶稣基督
But if you listen to some others preaching, you will want to know more about Jesus Christ.
我们中间有一些弟兄姐妹要受洗了
Some, people among us will be baptized.
有些马上要受洗的弟兄还在跟边上人讲话。
Some of those are still talking to people around him.
想一想。
If you think about it.
当你要做得救见证的时候。
When you are about to share the story of your being saved.
你要告诉人什么？
What are you going to tell people?
有的人得救见证是从他的曾祖母开始讲起的。
Some of those stories start from their great grandmothers.
有的人得救见证讲得很简单。
Some of the stories are very simple.
想一想，我们要告诉人什么？
If you think about it, you think about what you want to tell people.
我们中间有人要带查经。
And some of us are, leading the Bible study.
你要告诉人什么？
What do you want to tell people?
你要告诉人说，这个人觉得这段圣经是什么意思，那个人觉得这段圣经是什么意思吗？
Do you want to share about how this person or that person thinks of this passage?
我们中间也有人要传福音。
And some of us are preaching the gospel.
你要告诉人什么呢？
What do you want to tell people?
耶稣真的很好。
That Jesus is great.
你什么要求他都会答应你。
He will satisfy everything you want. Is that so?
耶稣是基督。
Jesus Christ is Jesus.
是我们的君王，治理我们。
He is our king that rules over us.
是大祭司带我们到神的面前。
He's the high priest that takes us to God.
是先知向我们说神的话。
He's also the prophet that speaks the words of God to us.
就好像刘弟兄向人介绍妙叔叔的时候。
Just like how Brother Liu talks about Uncle Miao to us.
一个人如果能把基督讲得清楚。
If a person can clearly speak about Christ.
他自己一定是认识基督，与主同行的。
He has to himself personally understand Christ and has walked with him.
我们跟基督的关系有多好？
How close our relationship it is with Christ.
就决定了我们能讲出多少的那个道。
Will determine how much we can talk about the word.
基督徒一生当中离不开两个道。
In the life of a Christian, there are two, dao.
Two English words starting with W.
Two English words for dao.
一个是道路。
One of them is the way.
一个是那一个真道。
The other one is the word.
我们每一个走在耶稣这条道路上的人。
for every one of us who are walking on the way,
就会自然而然有这一个传讲耶稣之道的责任。
Will naturally bear the responsibility of preaching the word.
这会成为我们和我们生活不可分割的一部分。
It will become an inseparable part of ourselves and of our lives.
就是认识神的话。
That is to know the word, to know him.
也帮助我们身边的人认识神的话。
And make him know.
好，我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
感谢你的恩典，让我们可以行在这条路上。
Thank you for your grace that allows us to walk on this way.
感谢你让我们有不同的眼光和目标。
Thank you for giving us a different perspective and purpose.
主，我们也感谢你道成肉身来到我们中间。
And we thank you for becoming a flesh and to come among us.
让我们可以认识真道。
So that we can understand the truth and the way.
盼望你的话常常激励我们。
May your words often encourage us.
帮助我们过一个讨你喜悦的生活。
To live a life that is pleasing to you.
也能让我们成为祝福的管道。
So that we can become the vessels of blessings.
我们如此祷告，奉主的名。
We pray in the Lord's name.
Amen.
Amen.